News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Department of Transport has confirmed that 175 fast charge points are due to open at 53 locations before the end of this year. Is that going to help the hard-pressed EV owners if they're going long distances? Geraldine Herbert is motoring editor with the Sunday Indo. Morning, Ger.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Pretty significant, this announcement.
Yes, so this is part of, basically, we've heard these announcements before, but this is the implementation. So this is 1,200 kilometres of national single carriageway roads. Now, we did hear earlier in the year of 131 high-powered chargers for motorways. So this is the single carriageway. There are other roads included in that, and we do have EU regulations that we need to meet by the end of 2025. But yes, it's all good news for EV owners and would-be EV owners.
Yeah, because you see them at the motorway petrol stations all the time, that there's a queue. And I'm presuming it's a bit frustrating. You get there, every charger is in use. And as a result, your journey is being delayed. So this means that you'll be going from A to B in a reasonable time, as opposed to being stopped in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is to have chargers every 60 kilometres along our national route, basically. So that would make a big difference. But yeah, I mean, you do see pressure on the charging infrastructure, bank holiday weekends, peak times, there's no doubt about that. You know, and we now have a situation where EV car sales are increasing, but the charging points aren't, you know, increasing to the same extent. So this is definitely badly needed.
There is a bit of a catch up going on, though, as well, Ger, because a lot of the original charge points that were introduced, particularly by the ESP, they're what they call the slow chargers. You have to leave it there for about 6 hours before your car even has enough to kind of get you on your journey. So are they going to be phased out, do you think, and replaced completely by these new chargers?
Yeah, this is the plan, because it's not really a numbers game, because, I mean, we could have 10,000 charging points, but as you said, if they're all the really slow ones, they're no use to anyone. The plan is for these ones, I mean, it's made quite clear in the announcement that it will make it quicker and easier for EV drivers. So therefore, it's the 50 kilowatt and the ultra fast 100 kilowatt plus that are being put in. The slow chargers still have a place for people who are working, who are maybe going to a restaurant for a couple of hours, you know, the cinema. There's a place for them, but, you know, generally along the motorway and national routes, we need the fast ones.
I'm glad that you have a lifestyle that'll have you in a restaurant for a couple of hours, but not everybody has that luxury, Ger. I mean, we are still a good bit behind, though, aren't we? The government said we'd have more of them. So as usual, there's a bit of catch up.
There is, but there's ambitious plans for the end of the year. I mean, as I said, this is the national single carriageway roads. We've had the announcement about the motorways. There are local and regional areas. There was a plan finalised in April. There are still more plans to be rolled out for 3,000 kilometres of the network. And there's a lot of pressure on to meet these deadlines by 2025. But I think the government are hopeful that it will happen.
Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Indo. Thanks, Ger.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.